This is Pastor Chris Simak from the Potter's House East Side. The sermon was recorded on the 23rd of May, Sunday morning. The title of the sermon is This Same Jesus. It was brought to my attention that for the last 3 weeks I've been distracted and I didn't upload the sermons onto Spotify. That's right. There's some people, they're smiling at me like, what are you doing, Pastor? I will do that all today. Hallelujah. I thought that I had done it and then I didn't do it. It's on my phone, but I'll upload all the last couple weeks today. But today's sermon, James chapter 1 and Hebrews chapter 13. James chapter 1 and Hebrews chapter 13. Both of them are near the back of the New Testament. So if you turn in there in your Bibles, an exciting thing. Hallelujah. A change is one thing that we are going to experience in life. Change is inevitable. Change is always going to happen. Our relationships change as we move to new places, as we meet new people. Again, just like I said, I love that we're part of a fellowship that's on the front foot and we're always on the streets in some kind of form. And I get to meet new people all the time. It's an exciting thing. Change is always going to happen. Sometimes change is not very good. Sometimes we experience illness. Ultimately, the families change. Sometimes there's a death in the family or something like that. But even in our bodies, there is change even now as I speak. The cells in our bodies are always in the process of change. Did you know that the cells in our skin are replaced by new ones constantly? This is especially noticeable in our skin and in our hair. We shed and regrow our outer skin every 27 days. There are people sitting next to you right now that are shedding skin. Don't get too close to them. Hallelujah. But change is part of normal life. We are often resistant to change, resistant to new things. Why are we resistant to new things? Because I want things to be the way that they are. I'm comfortable. Even in some people, I know nobody here, obviously, but some people can even get comfortable in the wrong place. Some people can even get comfortable in a place that is uncomfortable. Remember speaking to people yesterday, we're knocking on doors, and one of the things that struck me was when I asked people, how long have you been here for? And they're like, oh, 15 years, 13 years, 11 years. Oh, my parents grew up in this apartment, and I'm like, my goodness, it's beautiful. It looks like you've got 15 years worth of work. And I get it, it's just 15 years. I'm in an uncomfortable situation, but I'm okay with that. I don't want to change because it's new and I don't want to move out of that. And one of the challenges that we have to face in the Christian life is that God calls us to change. God calls us to new things. Our theme for this year is exactly that, is the year of new things. God tells us, forget the former things, and God is going to spring up something new in your life. The challenge was last year in 2020 when the world was turned upside down. And there was a lot of change. A lot of change in things that people thought were stable. And people were thinking, how can I process life when everything that I used to know is changing? And yes, we have to deal with change in life. But that's a story for another sermon, because today I want to talk to you about something that never changes. I want to preach a sermon that I've entitled, This Same Jesus. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 13. Verse 8. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. If you don't have this highlighted in your Bible, highlight it now. If you need a highlighter, ask Karen. But right there, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, is a very short verse, but some verse that you should memorize. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So let me look firstly with you in a two-point sermon. Firstly with you at the changeless God. Because we serve a God that is changeless. He does not change. He is immovable. He is immutable. He will never change. In our verse, it says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What a fantastic verse. What a fantastic verse. It means that regardless of whatever happens in life, Jesus is still the same. Regardless of how crazy life gets, Jesus doesn't change. Regardless of how I feel and the ups and the downs of life, Jesus remains constant and solid. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13, Paul is writing to Timothy and he encourages him and he says, listen, even if we are faithless, he remains faithful. Hallelujah. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. I don't know about you, maybe you're more holy than I am, but there are times that I've turned up to church. There are times that I've opened my Bible. There are times that I've gone to pray, and I want to admit to you, there's not a lot of faith going on there. But even when I'm faithless, I know that he is faithful. That's why faithfulness is being consistent even when you are up and you are down. That's why I'm faithful to my church. That's why I'm faithful to the people in the church. That's why I'm faithful to my wife. Hallelujah. That's why I'm faithful to my job. That's why I'm faithful. Because regardless of how I feel, there is faithfulness that is built when I continue. The context here of our verse in Hebrews, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The writer of Hebrews is writing to the church here many years after Jesus has already come to earth, died, resurrected, and gone back to heaven. Many years after that. It might even be many years after the book of Acts and the early church. And here you have the Hebrews, here you have the church, and the writer is writing to the church saying, listen, there's a promise here. Jesus Christ back then is the same today, and he's the same into the future. I wonder who the writer was writing to in these verses. Maybe a generation has passed. Maybe the generation that saw Jesus face to face, that saw the miracles face to face. Maybe that generation has now passed away. Now their kids have risen up. And maybe even their kids, they heard the stories, but they never saw it face to face. And now the next generation and their kids rise up and hear the writer of Hebrews saying, listen, it doesn't matter what generation. It doesn't matter if you've seen face to face or you're living thousands of years later like we are right now. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can you say amen? I hear people say, I'll believe when I see it. I'll believe when I see it. And that's why I love praying for the sick out on the streets. Because I'll believe it when I see it. You know, I'm not into religion. Yeah, me either. Let me show you. This is not religion right here. We pray for someone, bang, they get healed. Right? I'll believe when I see it. You saw it. What now? What else you got? Right? Because when we're out on the streets and we demonstrate Jesus to people. But listen to me. Praying on the streets, seeing people healed. What a miraculous thing. But you know what is going to be more powerful? More powerful in your family is when you show them Jesus every day. Because I can pray for someone on the streets, they can get healed. God is a miracle working God, and I'm not making light of that. That is incredible. That is incredible. But you know what is also incredible is faithfulness over time. When you can go home and you're the same at church that you are at home. When you're the same over a period of time. When you're the same, when things are going good and the money is coming in and you get the house, and when you don't get the house and things aren't going great, and you're the same. Because you could be faithful. We can remain faithful because we serve a God that doesn't change. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I think I'm going to say that a couple more times in the sermon. And God is timeless. In Acts chapter 1 verse 11. Here is Jesus ascending into heaven, and the angel speaks down to the disciples, and he says these words: "This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come down in a like manner as you saw him go into heaven." And that's speaking about the second coming of Jesus. But let me speak to you here, and I want to declare that this same Jesus that is alive, that was resurrected 2,000 years ago, was alive and resurrected on the streets yesterday, and is alive and resurrected today in the building. Can you say amen? Jesus Christ is the same now as he was in times gone by. Let me tell you that not every church teaches this. Let me call out a demonic doctrine that says that the things of the book of Acts stopped in the book of Acts. What a ridiculous notion. There's no verse to back that up. There's no Bible to back that up. There's nothing to back that up. You know, the only thing that people believe that is to back that up is that they haven't seen it. I haven't seen that stuff today, so therefore I make something up to say that doesn't happen anymore. I don't know, but that's not what my Bible says. My Bible says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that means that when Jesus says you can pray for the sick and see them get healed, I'm going to pray for the sick and see them get healed. What if nobody gets healed? Then that will be disappointing. But it doesn't make God a liar. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God calls me to obey. He doesn't call me to heal them. How good was it yesterday that we're there where I'm standing on the platform and I say to them, you put your hand on your body. And you know what? You pray in whatever way that you pray. I don't touch you. I don't go near you. There's no magic going on here. There's no like, oh, he fixed my back because he pressed that pressure point or some weird thing that people believe. There's nothing going on there. I'm on the platform and I say, you put your hand, you pray, I'll pray with you. Let's go, let's pray. Father, I rebuke the spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We do the thing, and then all of a sudden, who got healed? And here are people that don't even believe. And they're like, wow, it worked. You know, I got healed. I see that hand. Boop, boop. If we had more people, there'd be more people healed. Because Jesus is the healer. I got nothing. If you came to me for healing, I'm sorry. Jesus is the healer. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Listen, that also means that Jesus, he is the God of your present. He knows what you're going through today. Today. The struggle that you're going through currently. He knows things about you today that you haven't ever told anybody. He knows the mind hassles that you're going through today. He knows the secret things that you're going through today. He also knows the things that none of us know, the things that you hide from your past. The things, the trauma of your past. Things that you've been through. things that were done to you. He is the God of yesterday, today, and He holds the future in His hands. When you get the revelation of that, and He still accepts you, and He still loves you, regardless of what you did back then, regardless of what you're going through now, and He still says, you know what, in all of those things, I am the God of your past, I am the God of your present, and I am the God of your future. What an incredible thought. Jesus is alive and He's ready and He's willing to make people new. Let's turn together to James chapter 1, verse 17. James chapter 1, verse 17. The Bible says this: every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. Listen, verse 17 here, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. No variation or shadow of turning. Do you understand here what they're trying to describe with this no variation or shadow of turning? It's talking about light and shadows and stars and the sun. You know that light casts shadows. If I were to shine a torch here, it would light up the pulpit, but then the shadow would come on this side of the pulpit. This part here might be lit up, but here would be a shadow. And if I move the light around, the light would light things up and the shadow would move. We understand that. Maybe as a kid you played with lights and shadows and different things. Last week, when Esther's brother, Jacob, was still here, we took the family, we took a couple days off and we went to Tairua. We'd never been there before. We went out to the Coromandel Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Said, you know what, you need to go visit New Zealand and let's show you some Coromandel Beach. The weather was okay. But there was one day in particular that Renata and I, we took the kids and we're there on this beach. It's windy. It's all of this. It's raining. Renata's looking at me like, this is psychotic. We don't do, this is not beach weather in Australia, all right? But then she turns to the kids and the kids are loving it. The kids are Kiwis. They're like, oh, what's 17 degrees and cold wind? Woo! Let's go for a swim. The kids are loving it. But then all of a sudden, the clouds move and the sun comes down. When you feel the sun on your back, oh, I love the Kiwi sun. You know that sun that burns through your skin? You know that sun. And the Kiwi sun burns through and it warms you right up. Oh, it's just so good. And then you're thinking, okay, we were just about to leave, but now we can stay here for a couple of minutes. And as I'm thinking that, the clouds move again. And then it goes back to rain, darkness, and cold wind. A shadow moves like that. But it's frustrating. It's difficult to work with. 1 minute we're leaving. 1 minute we're staying. 1 minute we're leaving. 1 minute we're staying. We don't know what to do. And I know people like that. 1 minute they're hot. 1 minute they're cold. 1 minute they're hot. 1 minute they're cold. They are difficult to work with. Never know what you're going to get. Obviously, that's nobody here. No, never. I'm talking about other people outside, right? You've met some of those people. Some of those people way out there. You never know what you're going to get. You never know if today's a good day or a bad day. You never know if the clouds are open or the clouds are closed. You never know if it's going to be windy and cold or you're going to feel the nice warm sun. You never know. But I want to tell you that the Bible says here that there is no variation. There is no shadow of turning. With God, there is no variables. He's not moody. He doesn't have bad days and good days. He's not generous with me one day and then grouchy the next. We are the ones that are variable. We are the ones that change. We are the ones that come here on Sundays, lift our hands and say, Jesus, I need you, I love you. And then come Monday, we forget him. We are the ones that go up and down in our feelings. We are the ones that come close and then draw away. He doesn't react to me according to how I'm doing with him. Thank you, Jesus, that even when I'm not doing great, he's still gracious and merciful to me. He's not just gracious and merciful to me when I've got my tick in every box for prayer, for Bible reading, for this, for that. Thank God that he's gracious and he's merciful to me. He is good even when I'm grumpy. He doesn't change. He's locked into his nature. He's solid as a rock. That's why in Hebrews it says that we have this hope as an anchor for our soul. A firm and secure foundation, unchanging and reliable. Another idea of this verse in James 1:17, it says, there is no shadow of turning. It's the idea of a sundial. The sundial, the direction that the sun is coming from, they need to move the sundial, and you know that when the sun is directly behind the sundial, there is no shadow. But as soon as the sun continues to move, the shadow moves a little bit and a little bit. And then you have to keep moving the sundial, and that's how you know what time it is. If you never knew how a sundial works, that's how it works. And you keep moving it. When you know that there's no shadow, that's how you know what time it is. But listen, that idea is exactly what James is writing here in the Bible. He says that with God, it's exactly like the sundial being perfectly at meridian, at zenith. That's what they call it. When there's no shadow, when it's at exactly the right time, that's the way he is. That's the way he stays. It's not like God has gotten an upgrade in 2021. It's not like, oh, now God's a little bit different than he used to be in the book of Acts. God's a little bit different than he used to be in the New Testament. God's a little bit different than he used to be before. That's not true at all. The Bible says he's the same. There's no shadow. It's exactly the same. I don't know if you've ever updated an app and gotten frustrated with the new update. Has that ever happened to anyone? You've updated an app and all of a sudden the new version doesn't work like you wanted it to. It doesn't do what you wanted it to. And you're thinking, oh, could I just go back to the old version? You never have that problem with God. Because with God, there is no update. There is no Jesus version 2021. People get angry at that. People want to change things. People say, oh, it's 2021 now. Shouldn't we shift? Shouldn't we move things around? No. Because there is no variation or shadow of turning. God's word is immutable. God's word does not change. In a world of constant change, you can trust the unchanging one. You can trust the God that doesn't change. And that's fantastic news. Let me look secondly and finally with you then. If I serve an unchangeable God, what does that mean to me in 2021? And that means that God then must change me. Because I cannot understand that God is an unchangeable God and it do nothing to me. The same Jesus of the Bible is the same Jesus that changed me. Many of you could testify the same Jesus back then was the same Jesus when you got saved. I got saved in 2002. I was talking with Renato earlier this morning at around 5 a.m. Hallelujah. And we were talking earlier this morning about different things and salvation and time. And tell me, how many years have you been saved? 35 years. It makes me look like a rookie, right? 35 years. And I want to tell you that the same God that revealed himself to Renata 35 years ago is the same God today. Some people would have you believe that, oh, you know, when you get saved and you answer the altar, God changes all these things. It's all exciting because it's all new. And then get ready for it, because after 1 or 2 years, you get old and, you know, boring like me. No. God help me. Never let me be like that. God, the same, remind me of those early days. Keep my mind there fresh, because you are the same there than you are now. If you could change me back then, you could change somebody else now. Amen. I remember where some of you came from. And I remember, and then all of a sudden what happens is now we're all nice, we dress up nice, we talk nice, and we don't want to talk to our old self anymore. We don't want to talk to the person that we were exactly like. I love working at Dilworth. People say to me, is that difficult? Working with boys from difficult backgrounds and difficult life? I say, yeah, every day I front up and I get 20 boys, I get 20 Chris Simaks sitting in front of me. They're exactly who I used to be. You need to have that idea that, you know what? God, that same God that changed me is the same God today. What does that mean to me? That means that what He said then applies to me today. If He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, that means if He said something back then, it applies to me today. That's why we can have a confidence in praying for the sick. That's why we can have a confidence, because the same healer back then is the same healer today. That's why we can have a confidence in the promises of God. Let me flow through a couple for you. You could write these down super fast. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, it says, He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2 says, When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. It's a promise of God. In Jeremiah 29, 11, we know this well. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper, not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope. He said that back then, and He means it today. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus says, Come to me, all you who are weary, heavy laden, and I will give you rest. John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus says, I have come that they might have life, and life more abundantly. And then just in the flow of our last numbers of months of Bible studies and different things, here's my favorite verse. Jesus says, I will send you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit from the Father, and you will receive power. You will be witnesses to me in Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. Here, Jesus promised it back then. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is no variation. There is no shadow of turning. Now, what that also means is that what He said back then in terms of promises is the same today in terms of sin. What He said, He was serious about sin back then. It's 2021, Pastor. Let's calm down a bit about the sin stuff. We have a problem that needs to be dealt with. We know in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We know in 1 John 1, 9, that if we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord, He is faithful and just to forgive us and purify us from all unrighteousness. That means that you don't have to keep living in sin. You can repent, confess, and God will wipe that clean. It's not just hype from the pulpit. It's not just motivational speak. It's a word of God that He said back then and is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in John 8:36, Jesus said in a reggae voice, He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Boya, boya. Thank you, Pastor Brenton, for listening there. It's good. John 8:36. We know, He who the Son sets free is free indeed. He said it back then. It's true then, it's true today. If what he said was back then, that's true today. What he was back then, it's what he is today. If he was a savior back then, that means he is a savior today. It means it has to change stuff in our lives. If he was Lord back then in Malachi, high five Malachi, Malachi chapter 3 verse 6, he says, "For I am the Lord, I do not change." If I believed that he was all powerful back then, if I believed that he's the creator of heaven and earth back then why am I struggling to pray for this tiny little thing today? If I believed this back then, why am I struggling to pray for this now? To pray for this in my future? He is all powerful. He never peaked. I came across this illustration. It's fantastic. That athletes, throughout their career, they have the start in their rookie season, and whatever athlete in whatever code, at some point they'll have their rookie season, and then they'll peak at some point. One of the things about LeBron James, once you take away all his newfound politics and opinions and everything else, whatever you can talk about another day, when you get just back to the basketball, the dude's a beast. LeBron James, 36, he's got 1 year on me. LeBron James is 36 years old and still the best player in the game. Why? Because they thought, oh, this is going to be his peak. This is going to be his peak. But you know what? Even LeBron James, at some point, he's going to peak and he's going to come down. Jesus never peaked. He never peaked in the Gospels. He never peaked in the book of Acts. The same Jesus is at the same level of power the whole way through. He never peaked. I remember in Sunday school, when I got saved, I used to teach Sunday school. We used to sing this little song. Yeah. My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. That's all. So nice. Right? I wonder if you could sing that today. I wonder if you could sing that over your life today. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. That's who. Because our God is not limited. He can break every chain. He can break every limitation. He can break every stronghold. And once I know who he is, what he has done, and what he can do, I can never be the same again. Once I get the revelation of who he is, what he can do, and what he has done already, I can never be the same again. I can never go back. I can never be quiet about it. I must tell someone about it when I get that revelation. I want to challenge us here this morning. Can we get that revelation? Do you have that revelation that this same Jesus in the Word of God, the same Jesus that we saw on the streets yesterday, the same Jesus is all powerful, whether all of the people turn up from yesterday or none of them? The same Jesus is at work. Let's bow our heads here this morning and let's pray.